The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, 1 year after pouring €1.4 billion into prepping it for the Olympic Games and some Olympic triathlon postponements, the River Seine has reopened to the public for swimming after being banned for more than 100 years. Over the past week and a half, bathers have been able to take a dip in parts of the Parisian River once it is deemed safe and it's checked regularly. So what is the experience of swimming in the Seine actually like? Catherine Porter, international correspondent for the New York Times in Paris, is joining me now. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
So how are Parisians greeting the idea that they may swim once again in their glorious river?
Well, Parisians, as you no doubt know, are known for being critical and unimpressed generally. But I would say they've taken to it with a lot of vigor and excitement. If you look at the numbers that the city's published in the first week alone, since the bathing sites have been open, 20,000 people have swum in the Seine, which is a pretty big number.
Now, it's not the whole of the river. They have designated bathing spaces. How many and how do they work?
They have three in Paris proper. There's two in a suburb to the south of the city, too. They're basically like what you might see in a beach that has a demarcated swim area. So they're demarcated in some cases by buoys off of a dock, and in other cases by an actual dock that has reached out and forms a kind of pool in the Seine. Most of them are open all day. One of them is open only in the mornings of the week and then fully open on the weekend. They're on all three parts of the city. So there's one that's open quite close to the Eiffel Tower. You can see it while swimming from there. Another is right downtown, not far from City Hall, in across from Ile Saint-Louis. And the last is down in the south of the city near the big Ministry of Finance called Bercy. And that's the biggest one. And it's sort of in the most brutalist space of the city, where you wouldn't look at buildings and faint from beauty there.
What is the capacity and is there a charge?
They're free. Well, if you want to go in the suburbs, it costs about €3. In Paris, it's free. Capacity is it varies depending on the swimming area. Most are around 200 people at a time. But if you're open all day, to date, I haven't heard of lineups being there very long. Although on the opening day, there was a lineup, but it was moving at a clip. People are that I've seen so far are enjoying it swimming, but I wouldn't say you'd see people doing laps or exercise there. And they, like you said in your intro, the testing is really regular. It's every 2 hours. I've met the guy who's in charge of swim water quality. The water feels, as a swimmer, I can tell you, I swim a lot, like 4 times a week. And I have been an open water swimmer too. It feels soft, like maybe you're swimming in a lake. Mm-hmm. You can't see very far underwater. It's murky. Soft and quite warm. It was 26 degrees when I went in.
Oh, wow. That's almost like a bath. When you go in and it's a bit murky, that's probably kind of sediment, floating sediment, rather than, because they do check for E. coli and things that might do you harm.
Yeah, that's what they're checking for, exactly. E. coli and another bacteria that would make you sick. That's sort of linked to all the bacteria that would make you sick to the stomach mostly. They check for those regularly and make sure that they are in line with the European bathing standard, sort of as similarly as they do in other open bodies of water, lakes in Europe. If you're swimming in Zurich or in Geneva, they similarly test. Yeah. So yeah, you and then they post the results from the last test near where you walk in, so you can see for yourself.
Okay, and it's every 2 hours. Because there can be spillages, shall we say, if, for example, there's a lot of heavy rain, it might mean the overflow of some sewage treatment facilities into the Seine, in which case you get out.
Yeah, I mean, you would know beforehand. They won't open it up. Like, basically, the amount of money they poured in, you know, a lot of it was to deal with combined sewers. So, like in many cities, when they built these old sewers, they would have the runoff from rain mixed in with the sewage from toilets. And, you know, if in a big storm, if that becomes too full, you have two choices. You either open the hatch and let it dump somewhere, or it comes back up into your toilet and you'd have people very angry as their homes would get flooded. So historically, they would open the hatches and flood the Seine. What they've done is they've built all these big underwater tanks to try and capture that water and then hold it so they can release it back into the sewage system, and also change some of the pipes so that they were not going into a dual pipe or going into the Seine directly upstream. And but you know, still, when it's really big rainstorm, it's not enough, and they do still some, you know, the water does still make it into the Seine, not necessarily only from toilets but also runoff from roads. And if you think about all the cigarette butts and the dog poop that is on the road, all of that's going into the Seine. So they opened on the 5th, but on the 6th they were closed because there was a rainstorm. So you will know, you can go onto the website and see before you go whether it's open or not. Today I'm looking and there was rain yesterday. There's some rain this morning here. Two of the three sites in Paris are open and one is closed.
All right. And of course, these are in addition to the kind of beaches that are on the banks of the Seine from time to time?
Well, there's no real beaches. Like, there's something called Paris Beach or Paris Plage in the summer, which are lawn chairs are put out under umbrellas. They have misters. There's no beach per se that you could go down and swim in the Seine otherwise. No, you're, and
no,
they're
but I
really
mean
the, concerned.
These sunbathing locations.
Sunbathing so, points. Yeah. 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 They're back and forth. That's been happening for years now. They're not just only along the Seine. They're in places along the canal too. And yeah, that's still the case. So if you're coming to Paris and you know, that's your jam and what you want to do, you could hang out for a day under umbrella and watch the boats go by and also have a swim.
Sounds wonderful. Catherine Porter, international correspondent in Paris for The New York Times. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.